I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi!
There.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the silly new podcast called The Smut Couch.
Woo.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Alexandros.
Okay, this is our first time, so we're kind of like truly figuring it out as we go. But thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for coming on by.
Yeah, okay, so what we want to be doing is we're to give you guys a background on this whole situation. We are to... I always used to say girlies, but can I call you a girlie?
I'm a girlie. I'll be a girlie. Right
We're now. Girlies who love to read books and books of a certain nature. So we always talk about them at work, and we get all of our friends to read these books at work. And we would do it on a specific couch at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we called it the Smut Couch. And we're not going to say where we work because we don't want to get in trouble. Period. Because of the nature of stuff. But yeah, we love to talk about all of these smutty booky poos on this silly little couch at work. And we were like, what if we talked about it on camera so everyone else could listen?
Ooh.
Yeah. Anything to add?
Just that Smut Couch is mostly what is read on the couch. That's
yeah,
that's,
don't worry.
That's the clarification.
That's a good thing to clarify. Yeah, it's reading, and like it's because you're reading, like it doesn't matter because it's a solitary.
Read anything.
It's okay. A solitary activity. So don't worry, guys. It's not scary.
Yeah, we're just reading. I was imagining a couch with some weird suspect stains on it somewhere.
No, it's a normal couch that people just read on. Just the primary material tends to be of a smutty nature.
Right, because of TikTok, we all read some specific things and we all love to chit-chat about it. But don't worry, it's not as scary as it sounds. I think I'm just so used to saying it now. Mm-hmm. Like, the Smut Couch.
We're numb to it. And people, every time I mention it to somebody, like, have you heard of the Smut Couch? They go,
right. What? Well, like, because all of our friends know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But other people are like, girl, what did you just say? I'm like, oh, no, it's not scary.
No, it's not that. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Period.
It's wholesome literature that
not
has its
really.
Mind in the gutter.
Yeah.
The books are the wrong thing,
and
not us.
Exactly. And we just like to chit-chat about our silly little smutty books. Things like ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses, stuff like that.
Throne of Glass.
Throne of Glass.
Dramini is a big thing.
Dramini.
That
yes.
We hope to talk about at some point.
Oh, period. So yeah, we kind of want to talk about anything like smut related, but smut can be truly anything. Like smut can be books, smut can be TV, movies. Anything. So it's kind of fun because like open-ended, like whatever we want to talk about in like a smut category, like just stuff that you really enjoy that maybe sometimes can be a little of a sensitive nature.
Of a sensitive nature.
You know what I mean? That was a professional way to say it. Come
on. That's a good way to say it. I like that.
Thank you. But like I said, it's like reading. So it's like nerdy little vibes, reading our little books. It's not scary. Period.